If the goal is freedom, which we define here in this space called the nascence, as force out of our lives, force out of our lives. Just that simple. We never hear it spoken. Never. So bear with me if I can't get my playlist together, because it's going to play a lot of just me talking and I can't do nothing about that right now. I apologize. Folks, mess with it. They delete it. It comes back with a couple things in it. I got to add more. I don't have time to put it back in the way it's supposed to be, with music interspersed with word. But I'm going to ask for your patience, because I can't sit here all day to do it, and I got to take care of myself too. So I apologize a fifth time. That may be a repeat, because it's going to play a lot of me just talking. But please keep in mind, we never hear these things. The reality of our lives, and that's crazy making. Truly, truly. To have what our bodies tell us true, never spoken, is wrong. And to see that passed on to the children is enraging, enraging. We gotta begin these conversations with each other and find some means to make them broad and public, so we can have our public discourse catch up with the reality of our oppressive circumstances of our lives. So if the goal is force out of our lives, i.e. power ended, we have not yet had those broad public discussions to determine what we the people mean by freedom. So we don't have consensus, is the point. We've not even had broad public discussions on what we mean by we, or if there is a we. And do we want a we? And if so, what kind of we? I believe, unmanipulated by power, and with free and open and broad discussions, and listening to our grandmother Earth's voice, there will come clarity rapidly that we do indeed want force out of our lives, power, rule, class ended, freedom from necessity, manufactured or contingent. And as power owns or controls, so long as we accept its definitions, all the resources of the planet, the only way to break that hold of force is force of numbers, i.e. overcoming power's quite obvious strategy of atomization.